On today's show, a new study says ride-hailing services are hurting car sales. Hyundai reveals its next-gen fuel cell vehicle, and Toyota introduces an autonomous pod vehicle aimed at businesses. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Are ride hailing and car sharing going to hurt car sales? That's what a study from Alex Partners suggests. The consulting company interviewed 5,000 people in seven major countries aged 16 and up. It found that 9% of millennials in the U.S. have avoided getting a driver's license thanks to ride hailing services like Uber. If the same percentage of Americans had a driver's license today as they did in the year 2000, there would be 10 to 12 million more cars on the road today. In Europe, half of the respondents say they have postponed or avoided buying a new car thanks to ride-hailing and car-sharing. Alex Partner says that ride-hailing is increasing in popularity. We've tracked the success of big truck sales in the American market, and that trend continued in December. Orders for Class 8 semis topped the 37,000 unit mark, which is an increase of 77% compared to December of 2016. In fact, sales of those big rigs for all of 2017 saw the same increase, 77%, and production is forecast to keep increasing in 2018. And that's good news, because big truck sales can be an indicator of where the economy is headed. His vehicles are futuristic with cutting-edge technology. But Elon Musk just announced, on Twitter of course, that he's going to open an old-school drive-in equipped with a diner and roller-skating waitstaff no less. The establishment will be at one of Tesla's new supercharger stations in L.A. Now there's a nice way to forget about production hell, well, at least for a few hours. Still to come, a look at new vehicles and technology revealed at CES.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Last week, we told you about Byton, a new autonomous EV startup from China. And now here's its first vehicle, an SUV concept. We got a pretty good look at the front end in the teaser shots, but it also features a swept back roofline that flows towards those recently highlighted shark fins and into the rear, which has an LED lighting signature just as radical as the front. Byton will offer both a rear drive and all-wheel drive version of the SUV. The single motor rear drive model produces nearly 270 horsepower and about 250 miles of range with a 71 kilowatt hour battery pack. The all-wheel drive model has almost 470 horsepower, a 95 kilowatt hour battery, and 323 miles of range. In addition to the giant front touchscreen, rear seat passengers will get their own touchscreen as well. When it goes on sale in China next year and the US and Europe in 2020, the SUV will have a starting price of $45,000, but no word if that price includes incentives. When it comes to autonomy, most of the focus is on moving people from point A to point B, but the technology can also be used to help businesses expand. That's why Toyota just launched the ePallet Alliance to develop mobility solutions for business applications. Amazon, Mazda, Pizza Hut, Uber, and Didi have all joined the alliance to begin with. And in the short term, the companies will help develop a new concept Toyota just revealed at CES called the ePallet concept vehicle. The pod-like electric vehicle is fully autonomous and comes in three different lengths that range from 13 to 23 feet. The ePallet concept is designed to be scalable and customizable. So, for example, it could be used for ride-sharing, delivering packages, or other applications. And it's also been designed to allow partner companies to install their own automated systems. Toyota plans to test the ePallet in the U.S. and other regions, beginning in the early 2020s. Coming up next, Hyundai reveals its all-new fuel cell vehicle, and Kia takes the wraps off an all-electric version of the Niro.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Kia presented its vision for future mobility at CES. It will start equipping its vehicles with connected car technology in 2025, with the goal of having every model in its lineup connected by 2030. The company also revealed it will introduce 16 electrified vehicles by 2025, including a fuel cell that will debut in 2020. As part of the strategy, the company showed off an all-electric concept of the Niro crossover. It's powered by a 64 kilowatt-hour battery pack and a 150 kilowatt electric motor, which provides close to 240 miles of range. The Niro EV concept features a new HMI, which controls the infotainment and HVAC systems with touch and gesture controls. Kia is also showing off a second cockpit that features 5G connectivity and its sound separation technology, which allows front and rear passengers to listen to their own music at the same time. And that sure sounds like technology that would be perfect for ride sharing. And in related news, Kia's parent company Hyundai revealed its next-gen fuel cell vehicle. Called Nexo, it's the first fuel cell in its lineup built on its own platform. The previous version was a modified Tucson. The Nexo has an estimated range of 370 miles, which is 105 more than the outgoing model. Nexo will be available in select markets around the world starting early this year, and that is part of Hyundai's strategy to have 18 green vehicles on the market globally by 2025. And for more from CES, be sure to check out our coverage of the show. John is talking to suppliers and automakers about their developments in technology. Look for those interviews on our website, autoline.tv, starting later today. But that is it for this show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.